the meditation traditions that have you look directly at your mind. And they say of those of us who are focusing on the breath, what are you going to do when you die? Spend all your life focusing on your breath, but when you die, the breath's going to leave you, and then you'll be left with nothing. You know, if all we learned as we focused on the breath was about the breath, they might have a point. But actually, by focusing on the breath, and particularly the way the Buddha taught it, you learn an awful lot about the processes of fabrication going on in the mind. And these are important to know. After all, as the Buddha said, based on ignorance there's fabrication, and then based on fabrication there's consciousness. So the consciousness that goes on to the next lifetime is shaped by fabrications. And if you don't understand these fabrications, you'll have no control over where it's going to go. So focusing on the breath focuses directly on these fabrications, so at the very least you get some control. Or even better, you understand these processes so thoroughly that there is no consciousness that's going to go on to be reborn. That's when you're totally free. So focusing on the breath is not a distraction, and it's not going to leave you hanging when you have to leave the body. You look at the Buddha's instructions on breath meditation. Step number 3. Be aware of the whole body as you breathe in, breathe out. Step number 4, calm bodily fabrication. You calm the in and out breath. That's one of the forms of fabrication that shapes consciousness. First you have to get sensitive to it, then you have to learn how to actually energize it before you can calm it. There are other places in the canon where the Buddha says the mind doesn't really calm down until it's had some rapture, had a sense of energy, feels full, refreshed, nourished. Then it can calm down. At the same time, because you're dealing with the breath, to make it feel peaceful, comfortable, at ease, you're dealing with the other steps in 5, 6, 7, and 8. 5 is learn how to breathe in and out sensitive to rapture. How do you breathe in a way that gives you a sense of rapture? You can try an experiment. Focus on your hands. Think of all the little muscles and everything in the hand, each hand relaxing. And then keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out-breath, and in the spaces in between. And after a while, a sense of fullness will develop there in the hands. So think of that fullness spreading up the arms, going into the torso. And whatever way of breathing that allows that to happen, okay, that's learning how to breathe in and out sensitive to rapture. In the beginning it's maybe fairly mild, but over time it can get pretty intense. You breathe in and out sensitive to pleasure. After the rapture has done its work, then you allow things to calm down. And then you're sensitive to mental fabrication, and then you calm it. Well, mental fabrication are feelings. In this case, you're focusing on the feeling of pleasure. And perceptions. And these are the real instigators, as John Lee would say. How you perceive the breath, how you perceive the mind, how you perceive the things that would be coming in to disturb you, it's going to have a huge impact on where your mind goes, where it goes while you're meditating, and also where it goes when you leave the body. So you want to be sensitive to the way the mind creates pictures to represent things to itself, the agreements it goes through, to say, well, this means that and that means this, or this is equivalent to that. And then how it shapes the state of your mind, the state of your consciousness. And as you're doing this, you're going to be engaging in verbal fabrication as well. Just the instructions for breath meditation themselves are verbal fabrications. They're sentences. I'm going to breathe this way, I'm going to breathe that way. And then you evaluate what way of breathing actually does give rise to rapture, gives rise to pleasure. What way of dealing with feelings and perceptions allows the mind to calm down. All that comes under the way you talk to yourself. or in technical terms, directed thought and evaluation. So there you are, all the factors that will influence your consciousness now and will influence consciousness as you go to the next life, as you leave this body. So you're dealing with them as you're getting acquainted with the breath. And at the same time, you have the advantage, you've got a comfortable place to stay. You know how to nourish the body when it's tired. You know how to breathe in a way that gives you stamina when you're doing a job. There are all sorts of useful side skills that you can develop as you breathe. Focus on the breath. And all this is to teach you a lot, not only about the body, but even more about the mind, how you relate to the body. Because as the mind gets really, really still, things begin to separate out. These fabrications to begin with are all mixed up together. But after your inner conversation has done its work and you can put it aside, just be with the sensation of breath, become one with the breath. At first it'll be intense, and then things begin to calm down, and finally get to the point where the breath stops. And yet your awareness is still there. This is where things begin to naturally separate out. All you've got left are the various fabrications, our feelings and perceptions. As with the John Lee's image of the rock, you put the rock in the smelter and you heat it up, and then the different metals flow out, tin flows out, lead flows out, copper flows out as the heat rises, silver, gold. Without you having to figure out where was the gold in the rock and where was the silver in the rock, take a little microscope and a little scalpel and try to get out the little flakes. These aren't things you can divide up in a normal mind state, these various fabrications, but they do separate out as you get the mind into concentration and get it more and more still, to the point where you've got just awareness as your main perception. Now, this is not an awakened awareness, but it's an awareness that allows you to see. This is where the fabrications go. This is how they get started again. This is where they disappear. And there's a sense that you can exist without all that fabrication. You're perfectly fine. Because otherwise we cling to it, especially as life gets longer and longer and you get closer and closer to dying. There's all these perceptions you cling to, your memories of this person, that person, the good things they did, the bad things they did. The mind gets very clinging and it gets very, very fearful. We've talked about clinging being like feeding. Have you ever noticed animals feed? There's some that will growl at you as they're feeding, both out of fear and out of anger. Because once you're trying to feed off something, you're afraid somebody's going to take it away. And so there's a lot of fear at that point, because you know the body you're holding on to, the thoughts, the perceptions, the memories you're holding on to, they're going to be taken from you. And most people don't have the wisdom to say, well, how can I learn how to live without them beforehand? They just hang on more and more tightly. So what you're getting here is experience, and that your awareness can be perfectly fine. With a minimum of fabrication. And if you really get down to the root of the fabrication, you can get beyond the need to be born ever again. If you don't get that far, ever at the very least, you can be more in charge of which fabrications you're going to go with. The perceptions, the feelings, the conversation inside, the energies, which ones are you going to follow? The more clearly you see these things, the wider your range of choices. Now, while you're sitting here perfectly fine, and when the time comes to leave the body. So working with the breath is precisely what you need in order to prepare for the point where you leave the body. Because, as I said, you're not learning just about the breath, you're learning about all the different kinds of fabrication that shape your consciousness. You know what condition where it's going to go. So get to know these factors well. You're engaging both in tranquility and in insight at the same time. Insight is knowledge in terms of the processes of fabrication. Tranquility is getting things calm. And as you get sensitive to the fabrications and can calm them down, which is what you're doing in those steps of breath meditation, you've got tranquility and insight in tandem. And when they're working together, as the Buddha's image, they deliver their message to consciousness. This is the way out.